Blake Ewing is the guy who would like to do it. He's short-lived, if you will. So your position on this, if they decide to change Brady Way to Reconciliation Way?
I would expect the council to take quick action on it. This current council only has, I think, 3 more meetings before the new council is sworn in, and Councilor Ewing will be retiring. And I know it's really important to him to get this done before he leaves. And in my discussions with him, he believes he has broad support on the council to make it happen. He and I were both amongst the councilors who voted to change it originally when we had a tie vote and weren't able to get the original name change passed. And so I told him, I'm thankful he's bringing it up. And if the council approves it, I will gladly sign that change into law.
Perfect. There we go. Got it. That is perfect. That handles it. Thank you very
office, and thank him for honoring our city by coming here. And it was a wonderful opportunity. He was very appreciative, very thankful for the folks that turned out at the airport to welcome him there, and was a really nice event.
So what was your impression of him in just that brief time you met him personally?
I'd been around him when he was a member of the House, and I worked as an aide in the Senate. So it wasn't my first time around him, but certainly my first time around him since he was vice president. And he was just very nice, very appreciative. You know, he came down off the plane, and I gave him the key to the city, and he said, "Oh, wow." And I said, "Oh, yeah, I bet you have like a whole cabinet full of these at home." And he's like, "No, nobody's ever given me one of these right off the airplane before," and held it up, and the crowd cheered. And then he called his photographer over so we could get a picture of him with it. And then I gave him a biography of Oral Roberts as well, because he was going to be speaking on the ORU campus. And I was explaining to him who Oral Roberts is and his significance to Tulsa, and he interrupted me. He's like, "I know who Oral Roberts is. I love Oral Roberts. Thank you so much." And he walked over to shake hands with people at the rope line. So he was just a very upbeat, very nice, and it was a nice event. And he took, I think, what one thing that struck me is while he was going down the kind of rope line, if you will, shaking hands with people, I've seen lots of politicians do that over the years, having worked in the Senate for 6 years and being at the city as long as I have, and around campaigns and stuff pretty much all my life. And a lot of people, you know, they fly down it. They're just squeezing hands and saying hi and then hopping in their car and leaving. But he really took his time, made sure that anybody that wanted to get a picture with him got the chance to, and lots of selfies. That's a new phenomenon, I guess, that I had not seen before. Everybody wanted to take selfies with him. But he was not in any rush. He took his time and made sure that the people that had been waiting out there for him got their turn and their chance to take a picture with Vice President. So I thought it was a really nice deal.
That is cool. And you talked about it for Tulsa. Vice Presidents have been here before. A lot of times they're kind of in and out fairly quickly in small events. Having a big event like this, and Senator Lankford told us it was the largest gathering he's drawn overall. What does it do and mean for our city?
Well, I think, one, it's meaningful anytime you have a president or vice president come here. Regardless of what they're coming here for, I remember when I was a kid, Dan Quayle used to come here fairly routinely when he was vice president just to play golf at Southern Hills. That was a point of pride for the city. But, you know, these are people that are in a position to make very important decisions about the future of our country and things that really impact Tulsa. And so anytime that we can have them here, it is a good thing for the city. I was thinking, I think the last sitting president of the United States that we've had here would be George H.W. Bush back in the late 80s. He came to town, but, you know, unfortunately, being, you know, on the one hand, well, I'll just be candid, being a reliably Republican state that we are, I don't think that sitting presidents generally feel the need to come here. President Obama coming to Oklahoma was a big deal and a rarity. President Clinton came here after the Oklahoma City bombing. I don't believe George W. Bush ever came here while he was president. And President Reagan came to OU back way back in the day to campaign for Senator Nichols. And so, but in more recent years, you know, it has not been something that we've been able to get a lot of them to. And so when you can have, regardless of the party, when you can have a president or vice president come to our state, I think it's super important that the state and local leaders show up, show respect for the office. And by the way, when President Obama came here, Mayor Cornett was, I believe, the highest ranking official in the state to actually show up and greet him at the airport. And I thought that was a great thing for Mayor Cornett to do. It's showing respect for the office when a president or vice president who could be going anywhere in the world chooses to come here to Oklahoma. I think we have a responsibility to show our appreciation and honor them in their office while they're here.
I absolutely agree and think it's a shame that politics sometimes gets in the way of those things. I thought the coolest picture, though, of all of the things you took out there was you standing between the heavily armed Tulsa police officers there, all these big dudes, and you're in your new suit standing there between them, and it kind of looked like, what, you know, if you didn't know you, someone would go, what'd that guy do?
Yeah, no, and I got to say, our Tulsa police, the VP's office was highly complimentary of the work that they did. The Secret Service was very complimentary of the work that they did. They really put Tulsa's best foot forward in providing security and getting the VP to and from the airport in a timely and safe way. They did an awesome job. I was incredibly proud of them.
Yeah, they did. It was nice at the event, too, and it was a big crowd. One thing you just mentioned there, that explain why you're not involved in somebody or endorsing anybody in the governor's race.
Sure. When I ran for mayor, I was very clear that I thought that whoever served as mayor, I'm really approaching it more as really almost being the CEO of a nonprofit organization, more so than being a political operative. And because of that, I committed during my campaign that I want to be working for all Tulsans, regardless of the political party that you're a member of. And I think the great challenges that we face as a city require all of us to work together, not to focus on the things that divide us. And unfortunately, partisan politics at its most fundamental nature is about dividing people along partisan lines. And so I have almost entirely stayed out of any partisan races. The only exceptions have been when there were people that really stood up at a time when I was not expected to win. And at a time when I was running against the notion of partisanship and stood up and said, we are going to help GT. And so I've supported a few of those folks who have since run for other offices. But for the most part, I've stayed out of partisan races. And in a specific request that was made of me when I was running was, you know, people concerned that, oh, you're running now saying that you're going to be this bipartisan mayor, but how do we know you're not going to turn around and support somebody in the governor's race in a couple of years, and then all of us who believed in you as a bipartisan leader get betrayed when you turn around and use your office to support a partisan gubernatorial candidate? And so I pledged at that time and have stuck to it that I wouldn't get involved in the governor's race. And it has actually been very valuable because all throughout it, and I think, by the way, that we've had as good a field of candidates in this governor's race as any that I can remember in my lifetime. And all of them have known throughout it that if they have any questions about Tulsa, how a specific issue impacts Tulsa, they can call me and know that I'm going to give them my honest answer and that I'm not giving them a spin one way or the other to try and help one of the candidates because I'm not getting involved in the race. And so it's put me in a position to develop a good working relationship with whoever is ultimately going to be our next governor. And I think that's in the best interest of Tulsans rather than me going out and endorsing one candidate or another and hoping, just like every other partisan elected official would do, and hoping that things work out. My first and foremost responsibility is to the citizens of Tulsa, not to a partisan political party or to an ideology. It is to the citizens of Tulsa, and I think I'm best served the citizens of Tulsa by staying out of partisan politics.
I do imagine, though, the day after the election, you might give somebody a phone call and say, hey, let's work together.
Well, I've been making those phone calls all throughout the race. I've developed really good lines of communication with each of the major candidates, both through the primaries and now leading up to the general election, because they know that I'll be an honest broker with them and that I've been upfront with all of them when I met with them that I can't get involved in the governor's race and I won't. And because of that, they know that they can trust me, that I keep my word, unlike some people who make pledges when they're running for office and then don't honor them. I'm keeping my word, and that any advice I give them or information I give them about issues here in Tulsa, they know that I'm giving it with Tulsa's best interest in mind, not trying to help one candidate or another.
Gotcha. Got to ask you about the Gathering Place thing this morning. It's been about a week now since, or maybe a little less than that, that the city actually had a place or a stand, if you will, of our officers are not going to ask anyone to leave if they're legally carrying. Was there a meeting involved there? Was it a decision based on, look, we don't think it's going to stand up in court? What can you tell us?
I really can't talk about it because it's not a policy that, it's really against our policy at the city to comment on Tulsa Police Department's operational tactics. And so I'm not going to get into that. We had one attorney get out over his skis getting in a debate with a reporter about an open records request. And that led to a bunch of stuff that some of which is accurate and some of which was not. But I don't think it's appropriate for me to comment on Tulsa Police Department operational tactics.
Okay. Is there anything in that, having said that, and you said there, he got out in front of himself, which, by the way, that's a great statement, over his skis. That's fun. Yeah. Is there anything in there you say that, is there anything that I need to know or we need to know about that statement? You said it was not all completely correct what he said, or there was a statement released, wasn't there, and we can go off that?
Well, there was some notion that the police department isn't going to respond to calls for assistance from the Gathering Place, which is just simply not true. We have four officers that work at the Gathering Place full time around the clock. And so it's important that folks know that if they're at the Gathering Place and there's any sort of security issue, Tulsa police are going to be there to protect them. It is very much a safe place, has been, and will continue to be.
Gotcha. All right. Is there anything else this week that is going to be big on your calendar? You got any trips? Got any fun to do? Anything we need to know about?
No, this week is very much just kind of taking care of in-house business.
Okay, so there's nothing important in the in-house that's really vital? I mean, it's all vital.
No major national figures coming to town, or at least that I know of.